find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
Does this seem weird? By the way, Coffee Talk's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it, which that's not weird at all. But this seems weird. New York Post says a woman in Morristown, New Jersey, it's actually a middle school art teacher, is planning to wear the same dress for 100 days to teach her students about sustainability. Now, her name is Julie Mooney, and she was telling the local TV that the fashion industry is a huge polluter. It's very wasteful. And for what? So we can look cool every day? Well, Julie's planning on wearing an apron when she cooks so her dress won't get dirty, but she's planning to wear the same dress, not the same looking dress, the same dress for 100 days straight. Not sure if she's going to wash it in between there or what, but my guess is, yeah, she probably will. And, you know, that doesn't seem wasteful at all. But what does is some of our financial vices, and some new research from Bankrate says that Americans spend about $3,000 on financial vices. So what are some of our financial vices? Well, according to this report, they say things like takeout food, going to the restaurant and having a meal there, prepared drinks, lottery tickets, coffee sometimes, maybe. The study found that 38% of the survey respondents eat out a minimum of three times a week. 25% buy prepared drinks. A minimum, not sure what prepared drinks. I think that's kind of a little bit of everything, from alcoholic drinks to coffees and whatnot, smoothies and things like that. And they say a minimum of three times a week they do that. And 10% buy lottery tickets three times a week. So maybe we wear a dress for 100 days and maybe that'll save us enough money so we can still pay for our financial vices. That's an option. Why not? Just make sure you wash it, all right? That's Coffee Talk for this morning.